Welcome to the Mind and My Wellness podcast, your podcast for all things macros, movement, mindset, and everything in between. I'm your host, Dani Marienberg, an ex-yo-yo dieting cardio junkie turned sustainable nutrition coach who's helped over 1,000 women feel confident in their skin by learning how to eat for their goals without sacrificing a life well lived. I created the Mind and My Wellness podcast to give you simple, effective, and manageable tips you can take away from each episode and implement in your daily life to look and feel like the best version of you. Each week, my guests and I teach you the secrets to mastering your health and owning your power. Nutrition, mindset, movement, and women's health are all topics you'll find here. Think of our time together as your productive little health break from the day. So grab your headphones, fill up your water, and let's dive into today's episode. What is happening, my friends? This is Dani, and you are tuning into the Mind and My Wellness podcast. And this week, we are diving into week two of our series on how we burn calories to effectively and efficiently achieve your goals. So, with this episode, we are diving into the second category in terms of ways in which we burn calories on a daily basis. Again, there are three different ways that we burn calories on a daily basis. The first being our BMR, or our resting metabolic rate, our RMR. The second is what we'll be diving into today, which is all about the thermic effect of activity and what that is made up of and how we can take advantage of that and optimize that to our advantage when we have fat loss, body recomposition, muscle gains goals. And next week will be the last episode of this series when we talk about the thermic effect of food and how the food choices we make can actually impact the amount of calories that we burn per day, which is pretty cool, right? Pretty interesting. So today, we are going to be diving into the thermic effect of activity. Again, last week's episode was all on our BMR, which is the amount of calories that we burn just by living on a day-to-day basis. So if you haven't checked that one out, highly recommend giving that one a listen because it's really going to be a well-rounded series here if you give all of them a listen and use them to your advantage. So to jump right into today's episode, we are going to cover that thermic effect of activity. And in this episode today, I will cover what the thermic effect of activity is and the two different categories that fall into it, how much of an impact TEA, the thermic effect of activity, has on the amount of calories you can burn per day. And spoiler alert, some of this is going to be pretty surprising. And last but not least, we're going to talk through how you can use TEA or activity in general to your advantage for whatever goal you have. Again, whether that's fat loss, whether it's body recomposition to build some muscle, reduce some body fat, or if you're really looking to expedite muscle growth. So we're going to dive into that in today's episode. But before we do, I wanted to give a special shout out to a couple women who have shown up in my DMs lately on my Instagram over at Mind and My Macros, saying that they had purchased a custom macro plan. So I have a bunch of different options. I have custom macro plans if you're just looking for, you know, what your macros are and a plan for you. I also have a course that teaches you everything that you need to know to navigate through everything in terms of how to reduce body fat, body recomposition, build muscle, how to calculate your macros. And then I also have one-on-one coaching. So I've received a couple messages lately from some women who have gotten macro plans from me. And these are do-it-yourself plans. And the first messages I got were back in October and November of this year, where they were like, oh my gosh, I'm in a deficit, but you gave me calories at 1600 calories. Right now I'm eating at 1400 calories. And I don't know if I should be increasing my calories if I'm trying to lose weight. And I told them, you know, stick to this course, follow this plan, give it 1 month, give it 2 months to really see before making any assessments and judgments on the plan. And the past week, I have gotten three different DMs from people from custom plans who had the same experience where they were eating below what macros I had provided them for a fat loss phase. And each of them had sent me this incredible message that said how incredible their results and transformation had been. And this is now in April from when they had gotten their macros in October and November of last year. And the truth of the matter is that you don't need to necessarily be eating as low as possible to see your best results. In fact, sometimes we actually need to do the opposite and work with your metabolism. So I just wanted to give a little special shout out. You guys know who you are. Give you guys a special shout out because it's not easy to take an approach that feels so foreign and so against the grain of what we've been taught, especially as women in this diet culture society, of wanting to eat less to lose weight and maintain that weight. When in reality, that's just not the case always, right? So they are just prime examples of really working with your metabolism versus trying to fight it. All right, so now let's just jump right into this episode. We are going to be talking about the thermic effect of activity, and I want to start with what exactly that means. What is that? So the thermic effect of activity refers to the amount of calories that we burn through our physical activity. And this is not just the workouts that we're doing. So there's actually two categories that fall under TEA, the thermic effect of activity. And I'm just going to refer to this as our daily activity or our activity level. So the first is actually makes up the most of this category, and that is of our daily movements. So this is considered your non-exercise activity thermogenesis. I'm throwing these words at you. You don't have to remember what these words are. All I want you to remember is that your daily movement is included into your activity, as well as the second category, which is your planned physical activity or exercise. So, what is the difference between these two, and what really determines daily movement versus physical activity? Now, your daily movement, it's going to be things from just you're walking, you're going grocery shopping, you are, you know, chasing kids around the house. These are not planned physical activities. However, you are moving. But there's so much more than just the activity, the daily movement activity that you're doing that actually goes into this. And as I'm talking here, I'm using my hands. I am, you know, gesturing, and that requires energy too. And if you remember from last week's episode, energy equals calories. So if you're expending energy, you're burning calories because calories are our body's energy source. So with daily movement, not only is that your non-exercise walking, and if you're parking farther away from the grocery store and you're using these little tactics that I talk about all the time to increase your daily movement, that's just a piece of it. But through all your fidgeting, all your just body movements throughout the day, those add up as well. So your daily movement encompasses all of that. Now, your planned physical activity is just that. It's completely different. And this is what you are planning with your exercise. So if you're going to a class or you're going to the gym, or maybe you are working out from home and you have a planned exercise activity. Now, this can be you're going on a long walk. This could be you're hopping on your Peloton. This could be, again, your strength training. It's anything that is actually planned exertion, so planned exercise, and you're being thoughtful about the exercise that you're doing. It's not just your day-to-day doing laundry, things like that. That falls into daily movement. So you can really classify these two things as anything that is not planned exercise or activity is going to fall into that daily movement category or that non-exercise activity thermogenesis, as it is technically called. So these are the two different categories that fall under the thermic effect of activity that allow us to burn calories throughout the day. Now, the next question is, how much does this activity actually play in the amount of calories that you burn per day? And your activity is actually the most variable component of your daily energy expenditure. And again, remember, your daily energy expenditure is encompassing your BMR or your RMR, your resting metabolic rate, your activity, and then the next topic, which we'll cover next week, is the thermic effect of food. So how your food and the food choices you make actually play into the amount of calories you're burning per day, which it does. So with your activity, again, this is the most amount of variability that we have control over is this category. And this category can contribute to 15 to 30% of your 24-hour energy expenditure. So within one day, you can burn anywhere between 15 to 30% of your calories through exercise and activity. But your planned exercise actually only makes up a little piece of this. So most of the calories that you're burning per day are actually coming from your daily movements, not from your exercise. Now, your exercise alone is probably only going to make up about 5 or a little more than 5% of your total daily energy expenditure, which if you're looking at the grand scheme of things, it's really crazy that we put so much emphasis on exercise. Now, there is a strong importance for exercise. Exercise is extremely important. But if we're using that primarily as our gauge for weight loss or, you know, trying to reduce body fat, you're going to have a lot harder of a time. And I know from personal experience, this was my struggle, is I was constantly working out. And at a certain point, your calories will start to plateau. Your calories burned will start to plateau. And we'll talk about this a little bit later. But when it comes to your expenditure as it pertains to activity, again, 15 to 30% is going to be made up of your activity in the day in a 24-hour period. But of that, a majority of that percentage is coming from your daily movements, which is why I always recommend trying to increase your daily movement throughout the day. So the best ways for you to increase your activity is going to be really trying to be thoughtful with your days and trying to be as least amount of sedentary as possible. And even if you have a very sedentary job, you're at a desk, you can still incorporate little tiny things throughout your day to help you increase that daily movement. Because again, that's going to make up most of the impact that you can have with your activity thermogenesis, with the amount of calories that you're burning per day through the activity that you're doing. I hope you're loving today's episode. I wanted to quickly interrupt to share with you something that I only wish I knew years ago on my health journey that changed everything for me. I was the girl who had tried every diet under the sun, worked out 7 days a week, yet was constantly left feeling disappointed that all my hard work and time wasn't paying off. Can you relate? If the answer is yes, then my free training, 3 Steps to Transform Your Body with Macros, is just for you. In this training, I share the secrets to leveraging your metabolism to lose fat without restriction, eliminating the foods you love, or sacrificing a life well lived. So if you're ready to say so long to yo-yo dieting and kick low-calorie diets to the curb, you're not going to want to miss this free training. Head on over to mindedmymacros.com/free training to register today. Or you can head on over to my show notes to find the link. I hope to see you there. All right, now back to the episode. So, incorporating a sustainable day in and day out plan. So if you are at a desk and you are very sedentary, maybe getting up throughout the day and trying to go walk to the kitchen, or if you're in an office, do a lap around the office, take the stairs, park further away at the grocery store. These little things can all add up over the grand scheme of things. Then it's important to incorporate a sustainable workout schedule for you, bearing in mind that also rest is very important. So this is not me recommending that you go work out 7 days a week to take advantage of your activity. My recommendation would actually be to focus on 3 to 5 days of planned exercise per week based on what you feel you can most consistently show up with. Then implementing a daily movement plan to increase your metabolic rate. So whether that's planning it out on your calendar or, you know, having those specific classes that you're taking, blocking out those times for you to get in your planned exercise. And again, this can look like really anything. I always recommend strength training because we'll talk about this in just a moment, but it will help to increase your overall BMR, as we learned in last week's lesson. But if you can incorporate an activity program week in and week out that you are feeling is very sustainable for you, this is over time going to really help you take advantage of the amount of calories that you can burn per day through your activity, through your activity thermogenesis. So again, my recommendation here would be 3 to 5 days of planned exercise per week. I really like to recommend strength training for those days, and then incorporating on top of that tactics for increasing your daily movement. So quickly to recap on something we talked about last week that I just briefly mentioned, building muscle. Now, this is not only going to help with your daily activity through the workout itself, but it's also going to help over time increase your BMR to burn more calories at rest. Because if you remember from last week, the more muscle you have, the more energy it takes your body to upkeep that muscle, meaning that, again, energy or calories. So if it's requiring more energy, you're going to be burning more calories. So to kind of recap everything we just talked about so far, there are those two categories that fall under activity that contribute to the amount of calories you burn per day. Number one is going to be your daily movement, and this is going to be a majority of those calories that you can burn through this way of burning calories through activity. The second is going to be your planned exercise, and then making sure that you incorporate a routine and a program that is taking into account both of those, but in a very sustainable way for you, a very consistent way that you feel like works with your schedule, with your life. There's no cookie cutter program, and it's really about finding the right situation and the right routine for you that you can be most consistent with here. Then remember that activity makes up about 15 to 30% of the amount of calories that you can burn in a 24-hour period, whereas with your BMR, which we talked about last week, can make up to 75% of that daily energy expenditure, of the calories that you burn per day, which again leads me to that last point that I just mentioned in terms of focusing on strength training, because you're going to get a double whammy here because you're incorporating strength training to increase your activity level. But over time, as you're building that muscle, you're going to increase your overall BMR, which is going to burn more calories at rest. And the last important note that I want to leave you with as it pertains to your activity, more isn't always better. So as I said just a couple minutes ago, I am not recommending that you work out 7 days a week and really focus on as many calories burned through your planned exercise as possible. And this is why. Studies have shown that at a certain point, calories burned through exercise does have a cap in the body, meaning that at a certain caloric range, your body won't continue to put those additional calories burned to, let's say, fat loss and creating a wider deficit for you to experience quicker fat loss. On average, it's about 800 calories a day of total activity, meaning it's not just the exercise that you're doing, but a lot of that daily movement is going to make up some of that 800 calories as well. That 800 calories is really that average of the cap where at that point, we start to see a plateau in terms of how those calories are either creating your deficit or being put to use. So instead, what the body does is after it exceeds that threshold, it tries to conserve energy for body processes like digestion and things of that nature. So you have energy left in case your body needs to expend it in an emergency. Our bodies initially had to survive and withstand much more external stress to survive, like running from a bear or a tiger, things that, you know, we don't really have to do today. But over time, that stress has changed, but our body's way of processing still remains the same. So this is why our body still wants to reserve some of that energy in case of an emergency, because we've been, you know, pre-programmed in that way. Another thing to note is that if you are living an active lifestyle, reaching a threshold of 800 calories really isn't that far-fetched. If you're thinking, oh my gosh, 800 calories, that seems like crazy pants. I'm only burning, you know, 300-400 calories. Or if you're only doing strength training, you're like, I'm only burning like 200 calories in a workout. Remember that, number one, if you're wearing a fitness wearable or a tracker, like an Apple Watch or a Fitbit, those are not going to be accurate. Those are not going to be, they're notorious for just not being 100% accurate. And I would use those numbers as just loose guesstimates and not get too hung up on the numbers themselves, but instead use this ideology behind this and the framework to really encourage a more active lifestyle. Now, as an example for me, I can burn 800 calories a day through walking about 10,000 steps, getting in my 45-minute strength workout. And then if I am sedentary that day, because I do spend a lot of time at my computer, I'm getting up from my desk every 1 to 2 hours to stand, move, etc. So I'm taking my dog out for those walks, and all of that's incorporated into my step count. But that is going to help me reach that 800 calorie threshold. I would say on average, I probably burn about 700 to 800 calories a day on my very active days. And if I'm being even more active, like if I'm out and about and I'm out walking a lot, maybe I'm traveling or going somewhere and getting even more steps, then that 800 threshold is going to be extremely easy to achieve. Remember that that threshold is not just your active calories burned, meaning if you're using your Apple Watch or you're using your fitness tracker and you're looking at the total amount of active calories burned, that is not taking into account all of the activity calories. Remember, your daily movement, all of that is being accounted for in that 800 calories as well, which is a majority of those calories that you're burning per day are going to be through your daily movements and things of that nature, you know, your walks, things like that. So your actual planned activity, any sort of strength training, if you're doing any sort of like higher intensity, Peloton, whatever that looks like, that doesn't account for all of those calories burned per day. You're also looking at all of your daily movement calories as well. So both of those combined are making up that threshold of what studies show to really cap out for, on average, for people about 800 calories a day. So this is why I do not recommend that you spend hours and hours and hours trying to work out, but instead use what knowledge is here in terms of the thermic effect of activity to really put it to use in a way that's going to benefit you. So for example, you now know that there's different categories that fall into the thermic effect of activity, your daily movement, and your planned exercise. So how can you build a sustainable lifestyle and a sustainable routine that's going to marry both of these together so you start to increase your daily movement throughout the day, maybe get in a little bit more activity in terms of your walking, moving more around the house, getting up from your desk, things like that. And then prioritizing those planned activities, preferably focusing on strength training, but regardless, building out a plan, an activity and exercise plan that feels very sustainable for you that you can be consistent with in the long run, because over time, that's what's going to help you increase your metabolic rate and burn more calories throughout the day. So to recap, the thermic effect of activity is your active calories burned per day. Again, it makes up both your daily movement and your planned exercise. This can account for about 15 to 30% of your total 24-hour energy expenditure of the calories that you burn in a 24-hour period. And this is the most variable component out of the three that we talk about in this series. So you have the most control over how many calories you burn in this category with activity. You have less control over the thermic effect of food, which we'll talk about next week, and even less control over your BMR outside of building muscle, which again, I know I've said this a million times on this podcast, but I highly recommend if you're not already incorporating a strength training routine, because you're going to see the most efficient and effective results in doing this, because not only are you achieving increased activity, but you're also helping to increase your BMR through building that lean muscle mass. All right, my friends, next week, we are diving into the last episode of this series, talking about the thermic effect of food, which is one I have found to be so interesting as I've learned about this more and more and more throughout my education. And really, it comes down to understanding how the foods we eat and how we eat can actually increase our metabolic rate and burn more calories over time. So we'll dive all into that in next week's episode. If you haven't listened to last week's episode, pop on back, give that one a listen, because it's very, very interesting as well in terms of what we do and don't have control over. And until then, I will catch you next week. Keep minding your wellness. Thanks so much for tuning in to today's episode. I love hearing from you, so shoot me a DM over on Instagram at @mindandmymacros to keep the convo going. If you've learned anything from this episode or any of my past episodes, I'd really love it if you took a few seconds to leave a quick rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I love hearing what you've learned or what you've taken away from any of these episodes. It means so much to me when you do that. And if you have any friends you know that need a little help kicking some old dieting mentalities to the curb and want some simple, effective, and sustainable tips to feel their best, share a link to this episode with them. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll catch you next time.